And welcome to this week's musical session on the Community Campfire. I'm here with my co-host, Mitch Elliott.
Hey, John.
And we have a treat for you today. We had a jazz show on Friday nights for 4 years called Rich Tones Curated Jazz. And the host of that show is joining us today. Yesterday was International Jazz Day. And Rich Rector is our guest today. Hey, Rich.
Hey, guys. Really glad to be here.
Yeah, so for our listeners who might not be familiar with you, Rich, can you tell us a little bit about your time here at KPCW?
Yeah, well, so I did 4 years of jazz shows once a week on Rich Tones, and I had a theme basically for every show. It was kind of fun. Like I would do women in jazz or just clarinets or something like that. But then every year I also did a special International Jazz Day show.
And what is International Jazz Day?
Yeah, so actually this year is the 15th anniversary of International Jazz Day. It was actually started by UNESCO, which is the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. So, you know, the United Nations, basically, international. So they chose piano player Herbie Hancock to really head this up every year. And the idea was, look, jazz is kind of an international language of its own. And so they wanted to highlight jazz as something that unites people all over the world.
Yeah, well, it certainly unites us here at KPCW. We still appreciate all the music that you picked out for us over the years. We still play it on Friday and Saturday nights, but tonight you're going to be having a bit more of a curated show for us. Can you tell us a little bit about the selections that you've made for tonight?
Yeah, so basically it's kind of a world tour of, you know, different songs. I've got songs from Sweden and Germany, a couple from Africa, one from France, Italy, China, Poland, Canada. I mean, it's like all over the world, and it's really fun to highlight all these different countries.
I remember 1 year for International Jazz Day, you did every continent. Is that right?
Yeah, I did that, and there was actually some jazz videos from the McMurdo station in Antarctica. It was really cool.
That's awesome.
Oh, man, it must be hard to play a sax down in the cold down there, yeah.
Yeah, really. You know, those people that are stationed there must, you know, have some hobbies, because I'm sure it gets a little boring up there.
For our listeners, where does your love of jazz come from?
Well, yeah, it's really funny. My dad was a jazz musician, but he never really got me into it. It was actually my roommate in college, and he was a jazz saxophone player. And we were in the Bay Area at Stanford University, and all these great jazz players would come to San Francisco. And so, you know, we would go to all these concerts, and he really taught me how to listen to jazz. And that's really where it happened for me.
And I mean, how do you listen to jazz? I mean, how do you feel like it's a different listening experience than, say, listening to a pop record or maybe a rock record or something like that?
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of times people think of jazz maybe as, you know, background music or elevator music. But when you start, you know, really listening to solos, it's basically an expression of emotions that players are playing. And so, you know, to really actively listen to that, you can hear people's emotions. And I think, you know, that's what really drew me to it. And, you know, and then there's also the big band stuff, which to me is just fascinating, how all these instruments, you know, play together and make all these different sounds. So, you know, it's just something, like I say, it's called active listening. It's not background music. And I think a lot of people don't really listen that way.
All right. Well, can you tell us a little bit about some of the highlights of your playlist that you're going to have for tonight?
You know, on Rich Tones, I used to play a lot of different covers of Beatles songs. And there's one tonight called Blackbird, which you're probably familiar with. But this is probably one of the most unique versions I've ever heard. It's just a guitar player and a bass player, and the bass player takes the melody for a lot of it, and it's one of the best covers of Blackbird I have ever heard, and they're from Germany.
Well, I'm excited for tonight's show now. A little teaser there. If you're just joining us on the Community Campfire, our musical sesh this week is with Rich Rector, the host of Rich Tones Curated Jazz, which was on late night here on KPCW on Friday, Saturday nights. We are bringing back for International Jazz Day a special rendition of Rich Tones Curated Jazz tonight and tomorrow night. The 30th, yesterday, was International Jazz Day. And Rich is our guest today. So, Rich, some more teasers like that. What else might we hear, or what are we listening for, or what are some of the fun things that you've put together for us?
Yeah, well, there's a very famous piano player, Oscar Peterson, who you're probably familiar with his name. A lot of people may not know that he's actually Canadian. And again, you know, focusing on International Jazz Day, I thought, okay, well, let's go to Canada and take the A Train, which is just a classic from Oscar Peterson.
Makes me think I want to go back to Chicago and get on the L. There was an A Train growing up. Okay, going back now. So International Jazz Day tonight. Some of the things that you did on Rich Tones was you were able to get some long-form interview with some pretty famous musicians. You want to tell our listeners about that?
Yeah, that was really exciting. I got to interview Pat Metheny, who is actually out on tour again right now. But I interviewed him right before he came to the Egyptian, and that was exciting. One of the most intelligent musicians I've ever spoken to. And then I did also interview another guitar player by the name of Bill Frizzell, and he also was at the Egyptian. And then a woman by the name of Anat Cohen, and she is from Israel, and she is the most incredible clarinet player. And I've actually seen her in concert twice. And I have one of her songs for the show tonight, and she's actually playing with her brothers as well. So they call it the Three Cohens. And it's called Festive Minor, and it's just really a fun, fun song.
So, Rich, thank you so much for being on the show. For the listeners, we have a special curated jazz show tonight for International Jazz Day. So tune in to KPCW right here at 10 o'clock. And if you miss it tonight, we will do it again at 10 o'clock tomorrow night and replay some great artists. You've heard a tease of a couple of them right now. But, Rich, you want to tell anything else about how you picked the songs?
One thing I wanted to point out is that if you go to the website jazzday.com and scroll down, you'll see a map of the world where all of the events for International Jazz Day are taking place. And if you zoom in on Utah, you'll see that this show is the only one in the state of Utah.
Yeah, well, that's really exciting that we're keeping the tradition alive here at the radio station. Rich, thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciate talking jazz and catching up.
Yeah, I really miss you guys. Thanks for getting me on the air again.